Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, friends. Oh, my heaven. We are in the month of gratitude and Thanksgiving, and I just love our November shows because we really do put a focus back on the community. And I feel like this is the time of year where we have more of an ability to take a little bit of a pause and truly soak it all in. And if we have something that we're listening to passively that speaks to our core, we're a little bit more apt to act upon it. And so I hope that that happens in today's broadcast. Before I introduce you to the incredible ladies that are here in the studio with me, I do want to give a shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. That's right. If you've been listening to the show for the past 12 years, well, by golly, I've been loyal to them for that long. Yeah, because in Florida, our Foxy fingers and toes matter. They do. Even if parts of our beaches are clear wiped back into the ocean, we still want Foxy Toes. They have two locations, one in Vero next to the Fresh Market Plaza, the other off of Seaway Drive on South Hutchinson Island, open 7 days a week. True nail artists, you bring the design or the color scheme and they will implement something so beautiful, in touch with the time of year, the holidays, you name it. I went and got a little fall Foxy, right? It looks like marble and like little flecks of gold. It's fabulous. And then in the next week or so, I'll go and get something ready for the Christmas holiday. And it's just truly incredible how long it lasts and at such a great price. So shout out to our friends over at Foxy's. And then, of course, to the underwriters of this program, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. We are still busy, y'all. People need help with the heavy lifting, whether it's near, whether it's far. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Line. So if you have family that comes down for the holidays and they start saying, hey, I want to get out of wherever I'm at, I want to make an investment, I want to live here in the Treasure Coast, well, we can get that ball rolling. The sooner, the better, so that people get exactly what they want. No compromise. It's always a free estimate. We are locally headquartered here in the Treasure Coast, though we do move people into and out of Florida. And we care not just about our customers or our staff, but we care about this community at large. And that's part of the reason why White Glove is so proud to underwrite the Treasure Coast Insider each and every week, so that we give a voice to some incredible give backs that happen. And talk about give back. I'm just reading a little clip here, and I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in just a couple of years has been awarded to nonprofits throughout St. Lucie County thanks to the good work of Impact 100 St. Lucie. Here in the studio, I have our president of Impact 100 St. Lucie, Janet Mafucci, and alongside her, Canaria Gardner, vice president of Impact 100. You ladies have been busy.
We have been very busy.
It's feel-good busy, right?
It is. It is. We love what we do. We're so proud that we can make a difference on the Treasure Coast.
And I'm looking through, because you recently just celebrated a giving experience just a couple weeks back. Can you share with our listeners what that is and how the whole year builds up to that moment?
Certainly. We start in July looking for applications from some of the nonprofits in St. Lucie County. Depending on the number of members, that's the number of the grant that we give. This year we had 74 members, and so we gave a $70,000 grant, and then we had three finalists, and the second and third place finalists got $2,000 each.
Sweet. That's nothing to shake a stick at. I mean, that gets some things accomplished and goals in forward motion. And we all know that nonprofits are really fueled by the philanthropy of the community at large. So Impact 100 is not exclusive to St. Lucie County. This is, in fact, like a national organization. Is that correct?
It's actually an international organization. There are over 50 chapters in the United States, and there are, I believe, between 8 and 10 internationally. England, Australia, and New Zealand have the most.
Really? Okay. So the concept is simple. Will you share it with our listeners?
Sure. The concept is it's a women's giving circle. You know, we all want to help and do what we can. And it's so much more powerful when the women work together and can give a really sizable grant to a nonprofit to help better the lives of the people in St. Lucie County. And it is for nonprofits in St. Lucie County. We do have members who do not live in St. Lucie County, and they have opted to join. In fact, I have a cousin and a friend who live in New York, and they were so impressed with the work that Impact 100 does, and they knew how much it meant to me, and they're both members. So you do not have to be a St. Lucie County resident in order to join.
Just the dollars stay concentrated in that region.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're serving a 3-year term as the president, and if I'm not mistaken, we're in our fourth year of giving.
Yes.
Okay, so then Canaria in the next year, although can you believe that we're wrapping up 2022? Like we're in the home stretch, like the light at the end of the tunnel for the year is all, like we can see it. It's just crazy to me.
It is crazy.
Oh, we blinked and here we are. So you'll be taking over as president in 2024. Is that accurate?
I believe so, yes.
So, okay. So now when did you get involved in the group?
I probably was an Impact 100 member about 3 years now.
Okay.
And on the executive leadership about 2 years.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, I'm so intrigued by this because, like you had said, it's a women's giving circle. And I, of course, host a women's only networking luncheon, the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network. Different concept, right? It's networking and just the cost of lunch. Yet you ladies are able to pool together dollars to make an impact in your county. If I'm not mistaken, Impact 100, the goal is that 100 women all put in 1,000. And we're striving to get to that 100. Is that correct? That's the formula?
It's actually $1,100 because we have a fiscal aid in the Community Foundation, Martin St. Lucie. They do all of the administrative work, all of the accounting work for us. They do an incredible amount of work for us. So we ask each woman to give also an extra $100.
Gotcha.
So that we can pay them for what they do for us.
And then do you all meet outside of the months of July through October leading up to the actual giving ceremony once you've found your finalists?
Yes, we've started again after we had been doing socials. COVID came.
Yeah.
Everything stopped.
I was there for that COVID thing. I think we all were. Yeah. 2-year timeout. Mm-hmm.
So we started last December having socials every 2 or 3 months to get members together,
okay,
to meet one another. Also, the way we get new members is through our current members.
Makes sense.
So we ask them to bring a friend with them to these socials and see if we can spark some interest in joining us, or at least in becoming aware of us. Our recognition is an important thing to me, even for people. And I do have people on my email list who really like what we're doing but can't afford to join. But they're our friends, and we call them Friends of Impact 100. And they come to our socials. We also have what we call Give Back Saturdays. I started a volunteering component to this last year. And it's supposed to be the second Saturday of the month, but sometimes that varies. But we have a group, and we have different nonprofits that will ask for our help. And right now we're focusing on 4 nonprofits, Treasure Coast Food Bank, Care Bag, Habitat for Humanity, and Graceway Village. So on Saturdays, we cycle through those nonprofits and help them with whatever they need.
Once a month. You know, and with many hands makes light work. Just like with many women pooling together these funds, you can make a much bigger impact. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't I see your good looking group of Impact 100 St. Lucie County on the cover of the Luminaries recently?
This past Monday, the 7th, yes.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. Where was the photo shoot?
It was at St. Lucie Trail Golf Club. That's where we had our celebration. And it was a picture of Roxy Brown from CareBag being awarded the check. And also then the cover was actually a group of everybody who was there.
Oh, very cool. Very impressive. So let's talk about the finalists from this year, just to give folks a gauge on how integrated your group of women are to the community and the diversity of the nonprofits.
Okay. We do, our membership is a very diverse membership, which we're very proud of. We had three finalists. Every one of them had an exceptional program that they wanted the money for. And to me, that's the most heartbreaking one, isn't it? To make
to
the announcement
choose.
And
mm-hmm.
and two of them are not getting the money that they need. But we had ARC St. Lucie County, which is looking to open. I was astonished when I found out in Port St. Lucie, there is nothing for disabled people. They either have to go to Fort Pierce or Martin County. So they were looking for funds to staff and start something in Port St. Lucie for those people.
Mm.
We had the St. Lucie County Sheriff's PAL organization. Mm. They recently bought an old garage and have converted it. So they now own their own property, and they were looking to upgrade the property. And what was particularly impressive was when we went to the site visit, because we do go to this, visit the sites of all the...
To be fun. Field trip.
Yes.
Get the girls together. Field trip.
Mm-hmm. Of all the nonprofits. And when we went there, I think not only I, but I think a number of the members of the grant review committee were extremely impressed with their vision for what they wanted to do with that unit, and the partnerships they were forming and wanted to bring in. And then the last one was CareBag, who was actually the nonprofit that won our grant. And Roxy Brown believes in everybody's right to hygiene. And she started this about 5 years ago. And she provides hygiene products. She has a portable shower that she rides around in. And she really focuses on the homeless.
Yes.
And she wanted the money for a new van so that they can get into smaller spaces where her current van, which is kind of dying, doesn't fit.
Sure.
So that's, and she got the money for that.
Very, very worthwhile causes. It would be hard to choose. Although, that's why you look to a group and that voice of reason and those open discussions to help whittle it down. So do you recall, either of you ladies, off the top of your head, how many nominations or how many requests came in where you had to even whittle it down to just three? That had to, in and of itself, been challenging.
Do you remember the...
I believe it was over 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each year, we have a great group of nonprofit organizations that really apply, because, as you know, nonprofit money sometimes is slim.
Yes.
So just having an opportunity like this to apply with Impact 100 is very important for some organization. And we're proud to be that resource in the community.
And do they submit everything online? Is it all done through your website?
It's all done through St. Lucie Martin Foundation, the Community Foundation of Martin in St. Lucie County. They pretty much oversee that process and guide us through. And so all the grants directly go through them. And then we have to view them through a portal, our grant mm-hmm. review committee, in order to narrow it down to three great finalists.
Got it. So folks that are listening right now, and we're running just a smidge long in this first half, if they say, I'm interested in getting involved, I have a passion for St. Lucie County, I want to pool my money with these like-minded women that have a heart for giving back, or if they say, I'm a nonprofit that has a future project and I would like to be able to submit come July, how do they go about finding more information?
We have a website, which is impact100sl.org. And we also are on Facebook. And they can find my name and my phone number are all over the internet. So they can find it and call me and we can have a nice conversation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the region. Shout out to our friends at treasurecoast.com. Over 80,000 unique views each and every month. You can post for free, whether you are a not-for-profit or a for-profit, on their calendar to highlight when you might be doing a membership drive like Impact 100 St. Lucie County, or if you're going to be having some live music or their specials. They also have road and beach updates, local holiday gift giving guides, and so much more. TreasureCoast.com, a proud supporter of this program. Use them. It's a great resource. More in store with Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back. Impact 100 St. Lucie County. Anna Valencia Tillery, don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Dr. Stephen Tate offers the safest and most efficient technique for customized cataract surgery. Patients are personally counseled on the best approach for their needs and lifestyle. From multifocal lenses that allow for distance and reading vision to toric lenses that correct astigmatism, let New Vision Eye Center guide you safely through your options. For world-class eye care on the Treasure Coast, visit newvisioneyecenter.com.
Revive Vero Beach, located next to Anytime Fitness on Oslo Road and 27th Avenue, has everything you need to look and feel your best, including hormone replacement therapy, stem cell therapy, sexual wellness, weight loss, laser aesthetics, hair, tattoo, and skin spot removal, Botox and fillers, cryotherapy, comprehensive blood work, and everybody's favorite, ozone and IV therapy. Refresh, renew, and revitalize yourself at Revive today. Call 772-492-6607.
A member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Sunshine Furniture brightens up your day.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs, including lots of slipcover styles from Universal, Four Seasons and Capri. We also have a gallery of Tommy Bahama and Lexington with styles designed for a relaxed approach to the finer things in life. We're having a fall sale with lots of great markdowns, including all pictures, lamps, and accessories half price. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach, next to Planet Fitness. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet and closeout store directly across the street and visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Ooh, have a sunshine day.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends! Friends, Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostest, Treasure Coast Insider. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Shout out to my team over at True Color Salon and Spa. Stylists for every hair type, male or female. Stylists to honor every budget with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. Over 6,000 square feet, it is the largest salon in the Treasure Coast, located on Old Dixie in Vero. And, you know, as the season changes, your hair color changes, or at least it can if you want it to. So True Colors, I love what they do, and I am confident that you will also. They even have a nice special right now on all of their products, so it'll make for great stocking stuffers and gifts. Also, Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. The team has changed a bit, but their presence and their brand is strong. Local appraisers, they never sell your loan. Offices from Melbourne to Martin County, Caliber Home Loans. It's always a complimentary consultation so you can get into the home of your dreams. So speaking about investing, Impact 100 St. Lucie allows you to invest just $1,100 as a lady, but not just as a lady, to be able to pool your money together and do some really big things for some local nonprofits. And during our commercial break, I was chatting with our president of Impact 100 St. Lucie, Janet Mafucci, who says actually businesses and men can get involved because they can sponsor ladies.
Exactly. We have a few people who have done that. A man who is interested, who likes this program and what we're doing, sponsor his wife, a relative, a daughter, a mother, an employee, anyone. And also
the businesses.
The businesses also can sponsor us. We also are starting to look more for more sponsorships. We don't collect money from our members for expenses, and we do have some expenses, and we cover that with our sponsorships, which we usually get just before the celebration each year. But we are starting to look for year-long partnerships with people who can help us so that we can do some more things for our members and finance them with sponsorships.
Now, we have a couple of minutes left in the program, and beside Janet is our Vice President of Impact 100 St. Lucie, Canaria Gardner. And I am just so intrigued because over the years, you've helped upwards of 18 different nonprofits between actual dollars as well as your volunteer time, effort, and energy. What has that meant for you and for those nonprofits thus far?
Well, I am a guardian ad litem in St. Lucie County, so I am very aware of the needs of our young people. The first year, the money went to Tykes and Teens to open an office in Port St. Lucie. Tykes and Teens is an excellent counseling service, and they had no representation in Port St. Lucie and St. Lucie County. So they are now there, and they're doing a wonderful job with our kids. The second year, we wound up, instead of one big grant, we gave a lot of grants for COVID relief. And then last year was Project Lift to bring their services to Fort Pierce. And this year it was Care Bag.
And Project Lift, I've engaged with them several times in various aspects throughout the three-county area. And they give troubled teens the ability to earn some skills that will get them into paying jobs upon completion of their high school or GED and allow them to really just quickly become contributing citizens, which is very valuable. And I think we've all heard of the fact that college isn't for everybody. So it's a really nice fit that Project Lift has. So, wow, you really do pick some great organizations that are looking to expand their reach. And right now you're at 74 members. The goal is to get to 100 and to have current members bring other friends, relatives, neighbors to the mixers that are happening every other month or so that they can understand the real reach as well as the camaraderie that exists within this group. Fair to say?
Yes, absolutely.
So one more time with the website.
Impact100sl.org.
That's right. So they just did their big award celebration in 2023 kickoff, but you can still get involved. Women are stronger together. Isn't that the truth? Until next week. Cheers.